Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to the folks at Talkers.com for putting together all the information on the stories and the people that are big news this week. Each week at this time, it's a wonderful idea to bring Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Talkers.com is the website where so many people who love to know what's going on with their most their favorite hosts and favorite radio stations, programs that really turn them on. That's what this review is all about. So Michael Harrison joins us as the editor and publisher at Talkers.com with an overview of the charts that Talkers puts together every week. This is the week of December 9th to the 13th, with the top stories, the top topics of the week, and the top names that have been discussed. And there are always some. There seems to be sometimes a lap, is that the right, sort of a continuum with some stories that go from week to week, month to month, year to year, the ad nauseum of the Obamacare thing, Michael, I think gets to us a little bit, but we are honoring what people are talking about, and so that's why we're here to go through this list.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen as we review the hot hits in talk radio, kind of a neat thing, and a service, if you will. I feel very service-oriented, Michael. When you're here, I feel like I'm at your service, on your side, all that good stuff. You know how when we were kids in radio, that was the slogan of the radio station, at your service and on your side, or on your side and at your service, or
Any of those?
And we were good guys.
Yes. Well, maybe we should go back to that a little bit, because
I think we should. I absolutely think there's a tremendous market for good guys on our planet. I mean, not even just in our society. I mean, we need to honor good guys and start to realize that being a good guy is a great way to do business.
There was even called Good Guy Radio.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The WMCA good guys. Remember them?
Yeah, and all across the country they were good guys.
Yeah.
And I am a real proponent of people using the medium of radio to be heroes, to find needs, human suffering, problems, and not only try to solve them, but rather just serve them, help them, help people.
Well, talk about them even, just to acknowledge them. Some of the best stories this week, and I don't want to get in the way of you going through your list, because I want you to do that for sure. That's why you're here in part. But things that have happened this week with the people doing special things for Christmas. I think that's the kind of thing that people, that six-year-old boy in Denver who started a petition to save NASA, for example. That's a good, great story, and it didn't get much play at all. The story about the second grader in Pennsylvania who came up with a cure for playground loneliness. The kids that go, don't have any friends, that sort of thing. These are wonderful stories that are far more interesting, if I do say myself, than the ones you're about to go over.
Cure for playground loneliness. Boy, that opens up a lot of opportunities.
Doesn't
what an interesting
it?
Topic.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the stories people have been talking about this week on News Talk Radio across the country. At number 10, we have National Football League action. It's getting into play pre-playoff time, and it's very interesting. It leaks out of sports radio, and it goes all over the radio. At number 9, we have a discussion about U.S. marijuana laws. At number 8, India gay sex ruling. We have the NSA targeting gamers at number 7. At number 6, financial markets activity. At number 5, the 2014 and 2016 GOP strategy discussion. Everybody's jockeying for position for the next elections, including the presidential election on the horizon, and that's going to intensify. Talk about topics that keep going on and on and on. At number 4, we have Iran nukes talks. At number 3, we have a discussion about the Obama selfie tied with Mandela Memorial appearance. That has been a major topic all week, and Obama's participation in that, along with other presidents. At number 2, the budget deal. And number 1, as you referred to earlier, the Obamacare criticism. Boy. The People Survey. We have number 10, Hillary. At number 9, Chris Christie. At number 8, Ted Cruz. At number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu. John Kerry at number 6, Michelle Obama at number 5, Harry Reid at 4, number 3 is John Boehner, number 2 is Kathleen Sebelius, and number 1, guess who? Barack Obama.
So, number 5.
Beethoven-esque.
Number 5, the strategies for getting more Republicans and or Democrats elected. I find it interesting to note, and because we're cheerleaders for the format, we never like to see anybody go away. But Mike Huckabee is, in essence, going away. He's still going to do his commentary that he started a number of years ago, but he didn't succeed, frankly, in talk radio. And no matter how you slice it, there can be, say, the company can say, he's doing other things, blah, blah, blah. He got fired. So given that, and then an announcement that was made late in the week that he decided he was going to position himself again a little more strategically to perhaps be a more serious candidate for the GOP run for the presidency in 2016. I guess I would wonder, given the fact that he was a very nice guy, pretty boring on the air, dull maybe is a better way of putting it, and those are my words, not anybody else's. One wonders how you take that and turn it into a strategy, maybe thinking about what you said a few minutes ago. Huckabee's basically a good guy, even if you don't like his philosophy. Is this a way for a good guy to get more involved in politics, like we want more good guys to be involved in radio, our radio?
Well, I don't know how we define good guy when it comes to politicians. So middle. I'm not going to say, you know, he may be a nice guy,
right,
but I don't know Huckabee enough to know whether he's a good guy or not. You know, I'm not sure that he has accomplished anything that has helped anybody. And, you know, I'm very suspect of all politicians. I'm also suspect of politicians or celebrities or movie actors or rock stars that become talk show hosts. I'm a firm believer in people who love radio should be radio personalities, because radio is a very specific and idiosyncratic medium. That being said, if you want to go out there and have some fame and you want to go out there and raise some money and be in the media and get to pontificate and get to work your buns off, then run for president. Because look at how many people we had in those debates during the last cycle.
Half a dozen. Maybe.
I mean, you could run for president.
Talk Stephen for president.
It's a great way to get some PR. You know, it's the Andy Warhol. Everybody's a star for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Look at Herman Cain. Look at how, you know, you win one primary, you win one, you know, straw poll, and you're out there. Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah.
I'm thinking back all the way to 1992. The late Paul Tsongas became a major star.
He was a wonderful man, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if you ever knew him. He was wonderful.
Some of them are nice guys. Some of them are, you scratch your head.
Yeah.
But look at all the characters that have played on the national stage during the presidential elections,
mm-hmm,
who never had a chance of ever really getting elected.
Well, let's just take that one step further, frankly. If you look at the list, the roster every week that you put out at talkers.com of the most discussed, the 10 people that are on the list for being on the top of the discussion pile, Hillary Clinton, an interesting character in and of...
yes, I would say so.
Yeah, and Chris Christie is on the list.
He's an interesting character,
right,
too.
Ted Cruz. John Kerry. Michelle Obama. Interesting. There are the first signs. You know, there were plenty of spats that were public between Hillary and Bill. But I've never seen anything that even closely resembled something that looked like discord between the Obamas, except for the selfie thing and how she rearranged the chairs, kind of the game over to get between him and the Prime Minister of Denmark, I think it was, who I didn't see the picture.
Sure.
Apparently, an attractive woman, but. And she kind of had a scowl on her face when she was moving around doing that. So,
well, you don't know. You know, photography and cameras can catch people in positions that have nothing to do with what they're thinking or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, newspapers have done that, especially sensational newspapers have done that for years.
Oh, yeah.
They get the meanest, nastiest case that they can.
Well, look at the pictures Newsmax puts on the cover of Mr. and Mrs. Clinton or Obama or anybody that they don't like.
Yeah,
the same
know, they're
thing.
Scowling, they're looking
right,
ugly.
Right.
They'll catch a picture where a wife is looking at the husband and she looks angry.
Yeah.
And it could have been a flash for a second. Now, let's face it, cameras do catch things.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it might be something that's completely innocuous.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff makes for great copy, makes for great conversation, makes for great propaganda. But I've been around too long, Doug. I don't take it very seriously,
mm-hmm,
personally.
Well, as well, you probably shouldn't, given the fact that you are an influencer, and people try to influence you, to influence the public to think a particular way or to have an idea of one person, and I mean, it's all kind of how you use the jacks, if you will, jack everybody up. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, so there's Michael Harrison from Talkers.com with an overview not only of the people and the stories on the charts this week, but always interesting insight into what's going on in this considered world called News Talk Radio.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Michael Levine is here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. And Michael is well known because of his connection to the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, longtime public relations expert, editor of the LBN eLert. Right now, many people, as I speak, are looking at the information. The conventional wisdom is that we all have too much exposure to too much information. What I like about the LBN eLert is that it synthesizes, gets down to the nitty-gritty, the information that you probably need to know or want to know in a pretty concise capsule, and that's what the email is about every single day, 7 days a week. So, with your fingers on the pulse, let's talk a little bit, Michael, about the PR madness that surrounded, I suppose call it news media madness, surrounded the Obama selfies. I didn't until a few weeks ago even know that that was the term that was used for taking a picture of yourself, a selfie. Have you any selfies around in your office or anywhere?
I do not. Further, I think it's a perfect name. It's a perfect name for an incredibly narcissistic turn of culture. I think it perfectly summarizes a narcissistic way of being in the world where, and I see it all the time. I go out to restaurants just like you, and I don't know which makes me want to vomit more. People taking photographs of their food or people taking photographs of themselves. Here's something, two important things from the Nelson Mandela trip. One, very serious, and that is the Secret Service of the United States of America, which every single one of us pays for, allowed a madman to get within 6 inches of the President of the United States.
You're talking about that translator?
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Do you really think he's a madman, or he's just you really think that he's a madman?
He is, by his own description, a schizophrenic who was hallucinating. We allowed a man who was uncredentialed, unvetted, who claims he was hallucinating as a schizophrenic, 6 inches next to the President of the United States in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, I think that was what happened,
and
yes.
And no one will be fired. I don't know what you have to do in the Obama administration to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, during a solemn occasion, right,
yeah,
you go to South Africa, the President of the United States, the former president, three former presidents of the United States are there. And what is it that you find appropriate to do? Right? You're the first African-American president of the United States honoring Nelson Mandela. And you go halfway around the world as the representative of the United States of America to take selfie pictures. Mm. Well, that is not a crime, but it is pathetic. I don't know what else to say. I think Michelle Obama's face expresses most reasonable people's feelings around it. Now, of course, anyone can make a mistake. I make a million of them.
Right.
You do, we do. But my God almighty, what has permeated our culture in which this is possible?
It's nothing other than laughable, actually, when you get right down to it.
But so. I think it is more socially significant because I believe that it is really an act of narcissism.
Yeah. Well, something that he's well known for. I think you can make a good argument for him being a narcissist through and through. All right, Michael, thank you.
But the more serious, of course, is the potential.
Yeah, the heavenly guy. Yeah, the translator there. All right, Michael Levine from LCO Online and the LBNElert.com. Michael is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 33 minutes past the hour, we're overviewing what's going on here in the world of conversation. The death of Nelson Mandela, along with this week's memorial service and all the controversies that sprang up around it, actually are very important items of discussion. And so let's tune in to Jan Michelson, a good talk show host from Des Moines, Iowa. Here he is talking to analyst Ilana Mercer about the way the news media covered all the memorial tributes for Nelson Mandela.
What is your thinking about how at least parts of the American media is just crawling all over itself with effusive affection for the departed Nelson Mandela?
Well, I'm a little bored, Jen, in that it's not as intense as I expected. Initially, I just took cover and switched on to Investigation Discovery, my favorite channel, thinking that the orgy would be nonstop. But I guess the ratings must have been as low as the numbers for Obamacare. So, you know, they haven't been that bad. I doubt Americans are as interested in as the media are in this myth of Mandela, or the Che Guevara of Africa, as I call him.
Well, I was pondering this, and maybe I saw it different than you. I was watching, of all people, Huckabee over the weekend. He's on Fox.
Oh, yes.
He did something over the weekend in his program that I did not expect. He just, in essence, just embraced all of this affection for Nelson Mandela and talked about his meaning and what contributed to his greatness. That is as far as the depth got, and it was just silly. A man of peace.
Well, he certainly was not someone as bad as Mugabe, and that really is the reference. If you read the Wall Street Journal, it's absolutely mind-boggling that the criteria by which they judge him and criticize him is that he wasn't as good a social democrat that he ought to have been. Not enough distribution, unsuccessful execution of distribution, and not taking enough from producers and giving to tax consumers. Apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, didn't generate enough plenty in that country. A man of peace, he did emerge from jail and did not pursue revolutionary change, which is what the ANC agitated for, but why would he need to? As I call it, the Anglo-American axis of evil, namely the US and the UK, pushed and helped the ANC obtain one man, one vote. Raw right democracy with no representation for minority rights, white and black, because remember, no one wanted to speak about Chief Manga Sisulu Buthelezi and his Zulu tribe. But here was a man who was a capitalist, a Christian, a classical liberal or a libertarian, who believed in the American idea of the evolution of power to the provinces.
Coming up, Congress agrees on a budget deal, but everybody is not happy about it. That's up next here as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Here, helping you put together thoughts and ideas about some of the big stories that you've heard discussed on a lot of talk radio programs this week. One of the big items here is this discussion of the budget deal. So what we do is bring about the focus from various hosts' perspective and try to get an equanimity here, left side, right side, that sort of thing. I don't know whether this is left or right. I know it's pretty interesting that host Bob Franz talked to his congressman, David Joyce, who's in Ohio, about Speaker Boehner's reaction to some of the criticism that was aimed at him this week because of the budget deal and the fact that it was done pretty quietly.
When you hear the speaker kind of lambasting those who are on maybe a little bit farther right than he is with respect to fiscal policy, criticizing this budget bill, does it signal what it signals to me that this kind of festering, underlying, this underlying distrust, I think, that the Tea Party members of Congress and the establishment members of Congress have had with one another, it's about about to bubble to the surface. It sounds like he's angry, and it sounds like we're about to have a bit of a civil war with respect to fiscal policies. Do you see it the same way?
I can understand in the speaker's frustration because, you know, the group that led to the shutdown and going into this, we're talking about if we don't fund the Affordable Care Act, that it'll crash and burn. Mm-hmm. And, Bob, that's not reality-based. We saw what happened there, and we didn't get anything accomplished. Guess what? We control the House. We don't control the Senate, and we certainly don't control this president. And the only way we could take and exercise any real control is getting back to taking back the budget and the appropriation process. Mm-hmm. And we are setting up the top line numbers and bottom line numbers for some of these programs to go forward. So when, to give you an idea, you know, this was a part that was amazing to me. Jack Kingston got up at a meeting. He's a chairman of a committee I'm on in the appropriations. And he asked, there's probably 180 of us in the Republican study group. And that's, considered very conservative members. Jordan's a member and all. And out of that 180, yes, how many had seen special or had seen regular order? 5 members. And so less than 3% of that group had ever seen regular order or the process of setting, the budget and the appropriations. And, when I hear people start talking about give another continuing resolution for a year, that's ridiculous. That's just abdicating our responsibility to govern. Sure, these votes are tough, and people aren't going to like the fact that we have to reduce spending. But you know what? Last year we took in $2.7 trillion. The trouble is, in 2012, we spent $3.5. And we have to start making reductions. We have to do it now. And this top-line number in this budget deal gives us $23 billion in net deficit reduction. It gives us $63 billion of sequester relief. And it's $85 billion of total savings. And not only is that...
Over what period of time, Congressman?
Well, what happens is there's a small gap. Over the next 10 years, we're going to continue to stay on the exact same line as the sequestration numbers. But what this does is it rectifies the problem we have with sequestration, taking this biggest whack next year out of just the military takes it and spreads it out over the indiscriminate cut of $20 billion that would have come just from the military. This manages to spread that out among the different areas, but we also get some cuts that we're going to get in, we're going to get back more over time by getting back in 17. We'll be right on line with what we were doing with sequestration. But the good part is about this lowered spending, Bob, this may sound crazy, but this will be the second year in a row for the first time in 50 years that we've actually reduced spending.
That does sound crazy. When you think about the numbers and how crazy they are. It really does. All right. So that's Congressman David Joyce here as we continue our overview, weekend overview of the things that are on a lot of people's minds, listening on 1,000 radio stations to this thing we call the News Talk Radio format. All too much of it is political, at least for my taste. I think sometimes we need to shake things up a little bit. But in looking at what my father used to call customer preference, these are the big stories for now. Moving in now to the world of talk host Robert Rees. He's talking with David Frum from Americans for Prosperity about why his group opposed this budget deal.
I haven't really been able to take a deep look into this yet, but from what I understand, it's basically going to cancel the sequestration deal and come up with different spending cuts. Give me your thoughts on this.
Well, we think that any deal that increases spending and increases revenue is probably bad for the taxpayers. What it does is it pushes supposedly some tax cuts, revenue enhancements and also some spending cuts off into the future, but in exchange for doing away with some of the sequester cuts that were realized for the last few years. Our view is, look, the sequester isn't perfect. It's not a perfect way at all to cut spending, but at least it's cutting spending. And to all of a sudden start spending more money over the next few years because they're actually painful cuts is the wrong direction because, frankly, we have a spending crisis.
Yeah, I've been looking at it and going, sequestration was the start. Now let's continue to make some cuts. And instead, now it looks like Paul Ryan saying, well, the sequestration was a wasted way to do it. We're going to make cuts more specifically and stop the sequestration type thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought sequestration was the start.
Right. I think a lot of the American people think that. I think there's overwhelming support amongst the American people to keep spending under control and to stop government overspending. If people are concerned about the types of cuts, again, sequestration is kind of a ham-handed way to cut spending. We should be dealing with the real drivers, which are massive entitlement growth, and undertake some serious long-term entitlement reform. But increasing spending by $60 billion next year to over $1 trillion is just not the way to go.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I'm surprised about here. Here we've got Paul Ryan, who's supposed to be a fiscal hawk, announcing that he's increasing spending, that he's supporting a bill or plan that increases spending next year. What is this about? What's going on here?
Well, we're kind of scratching our heads. I mean, Paul Ryan's certainly been a great leader in our view, and has had a lot of great proposals out there on spending and innovative entitlement reform. But, I think what's really important is that, sometimes people get a Washington mindset, and we need to make sure that our members of Congress here in Illinois, and particularly Republicans, know that their constituents want entitlement reform, and especially don't want the sequester cuts to be blown through.
All right. So we have as part of our technology quotient here, the ability to take callers at 888-302-3684. We sometimes use them live on the air. Sometimes we edit their calls. We put together some of the callers that we listen from the radio programs we monitor. So here's sort of a montage of your talk radio input about this budget deal.
This bill and what Congress has been doing for the last couple of decades is generational theft. It's destroying the country. The savings from this bill will not even pay a 0.5% off the $400 billion a year we spend on interest on the debt alone. We've got a survival level threat of government spending out of control. So, like I said, it's going to destroy this country. And people worried about Social Security and Medicare, they're not going to have that within their lifetime. It's going to be bankrupt. So what we've done is we're plundering the productive class in this country. Discretionary spending is dropping to all-time low levels as a percentage of GDP, and this is all because we have a group of politicians and ideologues running Washington who are selling favors or corruption for favors, and it's going to destroy this country.
I don't agree with this bill. I believe that John Boehner and Paul Ryan gave away everything, any kind of a bargaining tool, and they gave Democrats everything they want. And this argument that the Republicans are not passing an unemployment benefit extension, it's wrong. It's the Democrats who signed this budget bill without the unemployment extension. So now in January, Boehner and Ryan has allowed them to come back with the argument that the Republicans hate the poor people and they took away their unemployment benefits at Christmas time when it was the Democrats who signed this bill also.
Blah, 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 blah. It's more of that. It really is, though. I find it interesting to note that every year at Christmas time is when this unemployment thing seems to come up. I find that, I'm sure people are thinking, well, what's the story with that? Why do you think that comes up at this time of year? Duh. From the talkers charts for the week of December 9th to the 13th, 2013, these are the top 10 issues, the top 10 stories, top 10 topics, if you will, at number one. I'm sorry. Let's go to number 10. Do that first. Sports talk radio, what's going on? The NFL, trades, this sort of thing, hockey, basketball, all that stuff, pretty hot. Number nine, the focus on marijuana laws in our country. What do we do to bring them all together? Number eight, the ruling in India regarding gay sex. The status of women in Indian culture also part of the discussion. Number seven on the countdown, the NSA targeting gamers. Number six, the business radio, money radio programs and stations. All the financial market activity this week's been going down. It looks like it wasn't going in the right direction for some things, but some of the news was quite good. Number five, a GOP strategy for winning elections either next year or in 2016. Talks over Iran's nuclear policies and promises, number four. The Obama selfie is number three, along with the Mandela Memorial. Number two, the budget deal that came about as a result of compromise, so some say. And the Affordable Care Act, criticism thereof or there too, is number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 10 minutes before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here to lend his legal credentials to all the scams that are part of Christmas time, plus the controversy over marijuana laws, because we need some legal interpretation of those. But I thought you'd enjoy me singing, Stephen.
Of course.
My version of the 12 scams of Christmas. Now, there are some legitimate ones that I want you to address here when I'm done. This is a creation of the Doug Steffen Enterprise and the Better Business Bureau, okay?
All righty.
On the 12th day of Christmas, the scammers gave to me 12 malware e-cards, 11 stranded grandkids, 10 counterfeit gifts, 9 pickpockets, 8 stolen gift cards, 7 fake coupons, 6 Santa scammers, 5 fake charities, 4 bogus websites, 3 travel scams, 2 phony lovers, and a totally fictitious puppy.
Not bad.
This is a lighthearted way of me illustrating some of the common scams. All right, calm down. This time of year. So there are, because you have this website, scamaside.com, and you've sort of made it your public service. Everybody who does good takes some time for public service, and you and your law firm have done this as a public service. You've written books on scams, and you have a scam of the day at scamaside.com. So, looking at the particular scams that are prevalent at Christmas time, there are a lot of these gift certificates that turn out to be fraudulent that you get online. There are pickpockets in the malls. There are these fake charities along. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and I wonder if you want to highlight a few of them so people can know specifically what to look out for.
Sure. You know, this is a time you start out with shopping, and people are doing so much shopping, doing a lot of it online. And some of the things that you were talking about, fake coupons. Everybody loves coupons. If you're getting a coupon online, when you get it in an email, it can look like it's legitimate. It can look like it's from the company that you're expecting to be dealing with, but it can be a scam. And you may have to input information that
it turns out making you a victim of identity theft, or by clicking on the coupon, you end up downloading malware onto your computer that makes you a victim by having them steal all your information. The easy thing to do is, if it's a legitimate online coupon, you can just go to the website for that company, and they will have it. Gift cards are another really good gift, because people can, you know, they can give these, you know the people are going to use it, you know it's what they want. But you don't get a gift card from the display that is there on the counter, because what happens is the scammers go in, they grab those gift cards, they run them through a small machine, put them right back, and they've got all the information from that gift card. So then they just go home, they go daily onto their computer and see when that gift card is activated. And once it's activated, it will indicate how much money's on there, and they've got already the information, so they use it. If you're going to get a gift card, you get that from behind the counter. And the other big thing using your credit cards is watch out for skimmers. They had a big scandal with this recently in Boston. And what happens is you give your credit card to a clerk at a store, or even run it through a machine, and that clerk will take that credit card and run it through a quick scanner called a skimmer. It's about the size of, palm of your hand, and steal all the information from it and get access to your credit card. So you definitely want to watch your card.
Watching your card is important. All right. Item from our list of important stories this week about the change in marijuana laws. One wonders how that will impact the fact that more and more people, not only in this country but around the world, are extolling the value and virtue of this. Got about 30 seconds for you to weigh in on these laws, Steve.
You know, the big thing is the federal government still has laws that are against them, but the Attorney General has indicated they are not going to enforce them. So it's going to be a while before these laws are fully integrated. Looking for scams, watch out. There are already a lot of scams with companies that are growing and distributing the marijuana. Be very, very careful about those.
All right. Good words of advice from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Again, check out his website this time of year, especially scamicide.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.